respect the appellate division for substantially reducing that ridiculous amount of money that was put on by a corrupt judge named Ngoron. He ought to be looked at, seriously looked at, especially what he did with valuations. He's a fraudulent valuator where he values Mar-a-Lago at $18 million and people say it's worth 50 to 100 times that much, the biggest experts in the business. So he ought to be looked at, and James ought to be looked at, because she tried to get him. She's like the puppet master of the judge. And, you know, our state, this state, is losing tremendous prestige. It's losing its companies. It's losing its people. They're fleeing, and violent crime is flourishing. And we can't have that. We can't have that. No city should have that.
You okay, bro?
Welcome to What Was That? I'm Gabe Sanchez. After Donald Trump cried about not being able to pay his $454 million bond and then bragged about having almost $500 million in cash, Trump was saved by a last-minute appeals court ruling. But one thing remains true. Trump will do everything he can to stop his worst nightmare from becoming a reality, being exposed as a fraud and a failure. So now, Trump has to pay a $175 million bond within the next 10 days.
Tick-tock, motherfucker!
Look, if this were any other regular person, they would not get this kind of special treatment. So when Trump cries about a two-tier justice system unfairly coming after him, just know that he's the one that benefits from said system. He's not a victim. Now, do I think that Trump will be able to get the $175 million? Yes, I do. I think based on his assets and insurers willing to take a smaller portion of the bond, he'll be able to meet the new discounted rate. However, just because Trump was kicking and screaming to get out of paying his bond over the last week or so, Letitia James already started putting certain protections in motion in case he couldn't pay.
James filing documents to lay the groundwork to take over his golf course in a large estate in Westchester County. Trump's lawyers say he faces insurmountable difficulties in obtaining a bond. 30 insurance companies have turned him down because he doesn't have enough cash, and they won't accept his properties as collateral. Trump says the attorney general is trying to force him to sell his real estate at fire sale prices. And if and when I win the appeal, they would be gone.
We have a lot of cash and we have a great company, but they want to take it away.
But Trump's lawyers tell the court Trump doesn't have enough cash to secure the bond, calling it a practical impossibility. When I spoke to James just after the trial, she told me Trump has to pay.
Does he have the money to pay this?
That's really not my business. If he does not have funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek, judgment enforcement mechanisms in court, and we will ask the judge to seize his assets.
Keep in mind, Letitia James would have never had to do that if Trump would have just put up the cash that he kept bragging about during his deposition for this very case.
We have a lot of cash. I believe we have substantially in excess of $400 million cash, which is a lot for a developer. Developers usually don't have cash. They have assets, not cash. But we have, I believe, 400 plus and going up very substantially every month.
Well, that was incredibly stupid to say under oath. Either Trump committed perjury or he's the worst businessman.
¿Por qué no los dos?
Honestly, Donald Trump might be the only person to inherit $413 million from his father and then burn through it all. And just so you know, Trump would be richer today if he had just invested that money into the S&P 500. Let me say that one more time. This moron would be richer today if he had just put the money in the market and not started any of his failed businesses. But it's kind of funny when you think about it. The millions he got from his father could go a long way in fixing Trump's current problem. Now, if Trump didn't somehow burn through over $400 million in cash like he said under oath, then that would mean he lied, but that's just Trump. He can't help himself. The core issue with Trump is that he has to brag about everything. His net worth, his lifestyle, his brand, whatever, you name it, he has to lie about it. It's that pathetic and insecure mindset that got Trump into this very situation. He artificially inflated the value of his properties and defrauded banks and investors so he could appear wealthy.
I have a lot of money. I could do what I want to do.
But now, Trump's greatest fear is becoming a reality. The fact that he'll be exposed as an idiot, a fraud, and a total failure.
I think you're now seeing, at least on a financial basis, he is getting exposed for decades of what he's been doing, which is inflating, lying, exaggerating, however you want to describe it, how much money he has and what he does with his money. And I think that's one of the things that's gnawing at him more than almost anything else in this current round, is that the emperor has no financial clothing. He said in a deposition a year ago that he had $400 million in cash on hand, and he was adding to that amount on a monthly basis in significant ways. He either lied under oath, either perjured himself in that deposition.
Or he's a really bad businessman.
Or he's a really bad businessman, or he blew through that money somehow magically over the last year, or he doesn't want to touch it because he wants to lay these debts off on perhaps people donating to his campaign. For whatever reason, that money, he says, isn't there now.
Right.
And so he's going to have to rely on the good graces of other people, and he doesn't have a lot of options.
Now, will Trump file for bankruptcy? No, there's no way.
There does appear to be one clear way out. Bankruptcy, an option that the Washington Post reports Trump is resisting out of concern that it could hurt his reelection bid. Quote, even though bankruptcy could alleviate his immediate cash crunch, it also carries risks for a candidate who has marketed himself as a winning businessman and whose greatest appeal to voters, some advisors say, is his financial success. As Tim O'Brien, who wrote the definitive biography of the disgraced ex-president, put it, quote, this is Trump's worst nightmare.
Trump cannot take that risk because it would absolutely destroy any perceived credibility and success that he has. But before we jump into more of Trump's fears and insecurities around this case, I want to thank today's sponsor, Prize Picks. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player protection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. Prize Picks is really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is not only simple to use, but it's also really fun. And each week is a new opportunity to win. This week on Prize Picks, I'm selecting Kevin Durant for more than 28 points and LeBron James for more than 7 assists. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today and use code GabeSanchez for a first deposit match up to $100. It's that easy. Just download the Prize Picks app today and use code GabeSanchez for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. But the possibility of Trump having a fire sale on his assets might scare Trump the most.
His attorneys are saying 30 companies, they went to them and they said, no, we're not going to underwrite this bond. Obviously, they don't like having real estate as collateral, which is where most of his net worth is tied up in. But I wonder, just as someone who knows him, how you think he took that.
Yeah, he didn't take it well. But I understand the reason why the bonding companies don't like real estate as an asset. First of all, people don't understand that Donald's basis in these properties are extremely low. For example, 40 Wall Street, $1 million was his acquisition. So if that property gets sold, Uncle Sam is waiting at the lawyer's office to collect its tax. And tax comes first. After tax comes mortgage. And after the mortgage that he has onto it, whatever the remaining amount is, that's what he'll be able to use in order to satisfy this
Even if there was a fire sale, basically, it would just only create a whole other subset of problems for him.
Because a fire sale is even worse, because it reduces the amount of money that ultimately would be left for him to use to pay off this $500 million debt.
Now, despite the fact that Trump's lawyers claimed that it was a practical improbability to secure the loan, Trump told everyone online the complete opposite. He bragged on his Twitter knockoff about having almost $500 million in cash. I love how Trump tries to argue that the cash is intended for his campaign, as if that means anything to anyone taking control of your assets. I'm no lawyer, but I'm pretty sure you can't just call dibs on money like it's a legal loophole to protect you. According to Trump, Judge Engoron and Letitia James should be forced to explain why he ruled that Mar-a-Lago was worth $18 million when in fact it is worth from 50 to 100 times that amount. All right, I think it's time that we clear up this lie that Trump keeps telling people. The judge had cited Palm Beach County property appraiser valuations putting the property at between $18 million and $28 million, depending on the year from 2011 to 2021. Also, in 2020, Trump appraised Mar-a-Lago at $26.6 million. He did that, no one else. A tax representative had informed officials from Palm Beach County in 2020 that Trump agrees his club should be valued at only $26.6 million. So yeah, Trump is crying like a baby for a problem he caused. And speaking of Trump's social network, anyone thinking that the approved merger will suddenly give Trump the cash he needs should realize it doesn't work that way.
As you said, the stockholders of the company approved the merger to go forward, and that could close as soon as next week. The problem is that Trump's shares are subject to a lockup, which prevents him from selling those shares for six 6 months. Now, it's possible that the board of directors could decide to modify that lockup agreement, but that creates serious fiduciary challenges for them, especially this being a Delaware company where controlling stockholder transactions are very closely scrutinized. And so that would be probably very likely to lead to litigation were the board to do that. The other problems with trying to use these shares in order to help with his situation in the New York judgment enforcement efforts is that this is a meme stock. I mean, it's really another AMC situation. The fundamentals of this company are completely unmoored from the stock price. The company has $3 million of revenues. It's forecasting losses into the foreseeable future. And somehow it's going to have a market cap in the billions of dollars. I think it would be, I'm not sure that Surety would find that that was an appropriate source of collateral for a bond. It's possible that some private lender might feel differently.
But you know what? I think we should go check in on that GoFundMe that a Republican millionaire's wife set up for him. Ooh, that is not good. Trump supporters have only raised $2 million of their $355 million goal, which comes out to a measly 0.5%. And now, with his reduced bond of $175 million, he still only has a pathetic 1.1%.
Awkward.
So like I said in the beginning, Trump's greatest fear is now becoming a reality. He's nothing but a weak, broken, pathetic old man begging people to give him money.
Please, sir. I want some more.
Oops, sorry. That was a scene from Oliver Twist.
I am very humbly asking if you could chip in $5, $10, or even $25. I know that times could be tough, and they are tough under this horrible president that we have, Crooked Joe Biden.
Well, that's all for me today. Thanks so much for watching, and feel free to follow me at I Am Gabe Sanchez. And if you like the show and want to contribute, you can subscribe to my Patreon at patreon.com/IamGabeSanchez. Over there, you'll get early access to episodes, bonus content, and exclusive merch. So until next episode, I'm Gabe Sanchez, and this has been What Was That?